Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska President Richard Peterson said funding cuts threaten its programs. He said about 9/10 of the council's money comes from federal sources, and most of the rest comes from the state.
That's just not sustainable. That's not sufficient. So we're working on alternative sources of revenue.
The Central Council has about 30,000 tribal members in Alaska, the Pacific Northwest, and elsewhere in the lower 48. Addressing the organization's recent tribal assembly in Juneau, Peterson said it needs to maintain its social service, justice, and training efforts. But that's not all.
We want to not just preserve programs that we have, but expand and grow. And if we're going to do that, we need that economic self-sufficiency, that economic sovereignty.
That effort is being spearheaded by Tlingit Haida's Tribal Business Corporation. CEO Richard Reinhart said there's growth because the organization purchased the government services business Kira last summer. He said its main customer is the U.S. Department of Defense.
We are running power plants, water systems, water treatment plants. We have dozens of electricians, dozens of plumbers, and a couple dozen of carpenters. We do vehicle maintenance, grounds maintenance. We do complete base operation services.
Kira has offices in the Bahamas, as well as Colorado and several other states. Founder Carlos Garcia, who continues to be its president, said the company has about 600 employees. He said it's expanding because tribal ownership allows it to bid for contracts under the 8A Disadvantaged Business Program.
We're going to need good employees, both native and non-native. And I see in this room many, many people from all over the areas you represent that can help us.
He asked the 100 or so tribal assembly delegates to point potential applicants to the company's job openings. But he said Kira is a business purchased to make money for the Central Council, not an employment program. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.